Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I said that you standing 6 feet apart from somebody else might help a little bit, but you could still get COVID, that's misinformation. 6 feet, all the studies have shown that the virus can't pass 6 feet. No, not entirely. When I said the mask might provide a barrier, but you could still get sick, you could still spread it, no, that's misinformation. When I said if you're vaccinated, you could still carry the virus, and you could still spread the virus. No, that's misinformation. And when I said we probably are not going to reach herd immunity, not with the nature of this virus and how ubiquitous it is and how vaccinated people can still get it and carry it, again, misinformation. Well, I was right. And I am tired of people saying, especially accusing us doctors of giving incorrect information when we were right all along and we were telling you guys, look, you got to use common sense with this virus. You can't be up, you know, right up on top of somebody at a bar. You got to keep yourself distanced, but it's not going to make you, you know, 100% foolproof with this. Well, finally, the CDC has done away with quarantine rules. No more quarantine. Now, you still have to isolate if you're sick with COVID. So remember what the difference is. Quarantine is you get exposed, and then remember originally you had to stay home for like 2 weeks, and then you would go back to work, get exposed again, and then be again back home for 2 weeks. Quarantine is you were exposed, and you wait for the incubation period for the virus to come out or not, and you kind of watch yourself. You question if you have it or not. Quarantine means you question it. Isolation means I am sick. Isolation is when you have COVID and you need to then stay away from others. So the CDC still has isolation rules. If you get sick with COVID, they want your butt home. But if you've been exposed, you don't necessarily have to quarantine. Why? Well, they say 95% of us were either exposed or vaccinated to it. All right? Again, no herd immunity. As everybody said we would get to. You couldn't with this. So by no more quarantine, if you get exposed to COVID, they want you to still be smart about it. Watch for symptoms. Still try and stay away from others. Wear a good mask. Maybe test on day 5. I'll tell you right now, the CDC updated. They say day 0 is like day 1. Wear a mask. Start counting from day 1, which is... see, even Siri listens to the show. Day 1 is the first full day of your last exposure. So let's say somebody coughed on me right now. Day 1 is going to be tomorrow morning. See? All right. They still want you to wear a mask. So if you do get exposed, wear a mask. And continue precautions for about 10 days. A high-quality mask, not panties or a bandana. We're talking a high-quality mask or N95 respirator. They don't want you to travel if you can't wear a mask. And they want you to take extra precautions. Watch for fever. Watch for cough, sneezing, body ache, any of those COVID symptoms, diarrhea. And then, if you are sick, isolate, test. But in terms of quarantining, if I walk by somebody, you know, I don't know if they have COVID or not. The whole problem with the quarantine issue was if I asked you, hi, do you have COVID? You would most likely say no. So then I think, oh, I don't need to quarantine. And I told you guys, the problem with the whole quarantine thing is you have to assume everybody has it. You have to assume that when you're at the grocery store, if you're at the movie theater, if you're at the party, if you're at the concert, there's somebody next to you with COVID. which means people would have to be quarantining all the time. That's why the CDC said, you know what? We've progressed. We don't necessarily have to go through all that rigmarole. Again, by day six, I'd like you to get tested. And then had COVID within the last 90 days. If you test negative, continue taking precautions again with the mask for day 10. If you test positive, isolate immediately. So to recap, you get exposed to COVID, and you know it's COVID. You know that person has COVID, right? You don't have to lock yourself up in the house. What you do need to do, though, is wear a mask because there's a good chance that you will get COVID. And test yourself on day 5. If you're positive, isolate. If you're not positive, still wear that mask for 10 days. So you're exposed, wear a mask for 10 days. In terms of the 6 feet social distancing, they're easing up on schools, they're easing up on everybody else, because nobody's following and nobody is 6 feet social distancing. Now, I was at bingo the other day, and you get free drinks. You know, you could get like alcohol drinks, you could get iced tea, you know, Shirley Temples, whatever. So I'm standing in line, and I usually give people a couple feet of space. But I know gosh darn well that with the way I talk or laugh, you know, ha! Okay, that's spreading at least 20 feet. So I think the CDC is not necessarily saying they were wrong, but they are rolling back some of these rules because they just don't apply right now. And the virus, as I have said and multiple other medical professionals have said, does not care about some of these rules. And you're going to have people locked down for 2 years quarantining because every time they step outside, they could be exposed to COVID. So it's good that we're finally here. I think the CDC also realizes that, you know, the average person is done and fatigued by it. And I have to commend the CDC by making these recommendations by, look, guys, you know, you know what to do and how to do it. You think you're sick. You think you're exposed. Cover up. Don't try to spread it to somebody. Watch out for being ill. But they need to be more practical about their rules, because if we do get this Lange virus from China, or Ebola comes our way, or a deadlier COVID strain comes, the public needs to be able to take the recommendations from the CDC as powerful, on-the-mark guidelines. And the problem is the CDC over the last couple of years has been looked upon by some as a joke. And I, as a physician, want to direct people to the CDC website saying, guys, this is what we know about the virus. This is what we know about monkeypox. Follow what they say. And, you know, the average person's like, but they're going to tell us to do something that doesn't work. So kudos to the CDC for finally starting to be more practical with their guidance. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications and Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so we have been saying polio has been eradicated, and we haven't seen cases since the 70s in the United States, and I've been saying, no, polio's still around. There's still polio. There might be some strains that might have been eradicated, but polio is not completely eradicated. And our progress with polio, which killed thousands of kids each year in our past, paralyzed many of them, really, really dangerous, especially those under five, those who are immunocompromised, adults. We've made amazing, amazing progress because we've had the vaccine. But we might have made a little bit of a mistake with the choice of vaccines that we've made. And actually, there's a few mistakes I think we've made. And now we are facing possibly polio coming back. And it could be coming back hard and heavy if we don't get our acts together. Now, I'm not a big fan of everybody freaking out every time there's a virus or every time there's a couple cases. But I told you guys, you know, one of the very few diseases I really am nervous about is polio. Polio was the one where you would kiss your kids goodnight, you know, the night before, tuck them into bed, read them a story, help them through their prayers, and then the next morning, they'd be screaming that they can't move. And it was one of the most frightening things. And our vaccination protocol, and I get it, a lot of people think we have, like, so many vaccines. But I got to tell you, man, the polio vaccine, one of my top favorites, because I just believe that, you know, polio is something that we just can't treat. Again, a virus, enterovirus. We have trouble, you know, maintaining viruses. And so vaccination is crucial for some of these really, really bad bugs, super bad bacteria, viruses, etc. So what we did that needed some reforming was we used to have an oral vaccine for polio. It was very tasty. I think it was like grape. And when the parents were like, God, you're giving my kids so many vaccines. They're getting hepatitis. They're getting tetanus. They're getting Hib. They're getting, you know, and Prevnar. And you're like, okay, all right, I get it. You know, here's one that's oral. And then you would give the kid the drink. They would drink it. And then the parents were happy that it was one less shot going into their kid's leg or older individual arm. But usually we do it right in their thigh muscle, and they hate it. These kids hate it. So we'd give them the little purple drink, and they'd be like, oh, yummy. But when a kid didn't want a drink, they'd be like, nah, you know, and you're like trying to get the kid to drink something. The problem is that oral polio vaccine was not a killed vaccine. It actually had live polio in it, a very attenuated, weakened form. Nobody really got polio from it who took it. But there was starting to be some reports, like one case I remember, a granddaddy was changing the grandbaby's diaper, and the grandbaby had just had the polio oral vaccine, shed it, S-H-E-D, into the poo-poo. He got exposed, and then he got polio. And for some reason, he had not been vaccinated because he was too old for that group that started to get vaccinated in the 60s. So, you know, in America, they're like, okay, we can't do this. We can't have grandparents exposed to polio when they're changing the baby's diaper. So let's just do the inactivated version. So the polio vaccine we've been using now for about 30 years we were using it before also, but now widespread in America, we only really do the inactivated version where it's a killed virus. If your baby gets it, he's not going to shed the virus to somebody else. Well, other countries do it differently. Other countries do the live one. You also have other countries that have more endemic polio, like I believe Afghanistan and Kazakhstan. And when we were taking in Afghanistan refugees and when we had border issues, I had warned you that we might see polio again because we're having people come in that might not have the same vaccination protocol as we do, and they're coming in from other countries that have other illnesses that are much more endemic. Well, now New York City officials are panicking because they think thousands of people could be exposed to polio within their city, as they have picked up a couple samples of polio in the wastewater. So the surveillance was initiated because there was a case of polio. There was, I believe what had happened, if I remember correctly, is somebody from out of the country exposed somebody else, and that person from another country did have the polio vaccine, but the live one. So somehow was shedding the weakened version. The other person who wasn't vaccinated for polio got exposed to the weakened version and went to a doctor for paralysis or was hospitalized or went to the hospital because he had paralysis. So even somebody shedding the live attenuated weakened version can still give somebody severe polio. Live attenuated means it's not going to hurt you that much. But if the virus is qualitative as opposed to quantitative, remember, just one little virus could be enough to do the harm, you could expose others. So now New York officials are warning that there could be thousands of undiagnosed polio cases circulating around the state of New York. Now, most cases may be asymptomatic or mild. Remember, polio first starts out as just you feeling kind of sick, a little malaise, maybe some coughing, sneezing. It looks like an upper respiratory infection. And then what happens is the paralysis sets in. So they think that there could be a lot of people that just don't seem to be acting like they have symptoms, and then they could spread it. Another concern they have is 86% of their population is vaccinated for polio. 14% isn't. So that 14% could be at risk for getting polio, but the 86% that have been vaccinated, they could still carry the virus. Remember, they may not get sick, but they could still transmit it if they're exposed to somebody who has it. So a polio outbreak could be devastating. And I don't like to, scare and, call the alarms because, man, we are so fatigued. It's been the boy who cried wolf with so many things that has kind of come our way. But I'm telling you guys right now, we don't dink around with polio. We just don't. So your symptoms could be fever, headache, sore throat, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation. It could look like COVID. And the symptoms could start anywhere from 3 to 7 days after being exposed. You could get stiffness in the neck. You could get headache. You could get photophobia, where when you look at the light, it bothers your eyes. And then you could start getting, the muscle spasms, muscle twitches, and then weakness, fatigue, anxiety, trouble focusing. You could seize. And it could be bad. So for those of you that have not been vaccinated for polio, we're recommending to get the polio vaccine. And I understand a lot of you guys are sick and tired of vaccines, but honestly, if you have not gotten the polio vaccine, come on. That I would not be dinking around with that. I mean, I wouldn't dink around with any of them. Get your vaccines, that you're not up to date with. But for those of you who are vaccine hesitant, please don't mess around with this. This is not cool. And this isn't a segment about, the open border and what a cluster, we have with not being able to control, what's coming into the country. But the truth of the matter is when you have a lack of extensive screening and quarantining and isolating, you are going to bring in infectious disease. Now, I'm not saying the polio in the wastewater in New York was from what's happening at the U.S.-Mexico border, but it is something that we have to be aware of, because if people are coming in and polio is a lot more common in these other countries, really it's mostly eradicated, except I believe Afghanistan and Kazakhstan. I have to look up. I thought there was even another country Pakistan. It's Pakistan and Afghanistan where we still have endemic polio. It will come here. Remember I told you guys that we were getting some mumps cases or measles cases, and I said I wonder if that's coming from, again, the border. Well, then they had to give people MMR. In fact, the CDC, I believe, asked them to stop taking in certain people for a small period of time so they could catch up with the vaccination process of the MMR. So again, it just, if we're going to have open borders, we have to be prepared. And for those of you that are unvaccinated, you got to talk to your medical provider, get yourself up to date. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the FBI and the Department of Justice is being accused of weaponizing the department against political opponents, the raid on President Trump's home in Florida has millions of Americans outraged. Former Attorney General from Florida, Pam Bondi on Fox News overnight.
I have personally been involved in many, many search warrants, authorizing them, the execution of the search warrants, and they came in there with guns blazing, like you said. For documents...
A judge declared a mistrial Thursday after jurors were unable to reach a verdict in a case involving companies that had been hired to help Flint, Michigan fix its municipal water system. The lawsuit alleged Texas-based Lockwood, Andrews & Newman and Veolia of North America contributed to the city's lead-tainted water crisis. We are USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So most of the comments we've gotten in the last 24 hours have actually had to do with the FBI raid on President Trump, and I can't read most of them on air because they're pretty nasty. For those of you yesterday afternoon that turned on the news, you saw that Attorney General Merrick Garland finally came to the podium to talk about it. Most of his speech was about kind of chastising us for poop-talking the FBI, asking people to not, you know, rip on the FBI and go after the FBI. And I get that. I mean, somebody stormed, I believe, an Ohio FBI center, and that's completely uncalled for. But, I, you know, people make jokes of government agencies all the time, and you know, he actually made you feel guilty, because I started to think, well, I haven't said anything bad about the FBI, have I? And he just kind of, you know, ripped everybody a new one with that one. But what struck me so striking is he said that he approved this raid. He said that basically the buck stopped with him. Now, immediately I was like, well, conflict of interest. That's conflict of interest. Isn't he a political foe? Isn't the Justice Department supposed to be, you know, independent? Such as like with Hunter Biden. You know, how do you do that if you're working for the president? And, you know, the White House is saying, well, they had nothing to do with this. They, you know, they can't comment on it. You know, they were in the dark or whatever. They've basically acted like, which, again, has been confusing. I'm like, how do you, being the president of the United States, not know that your political rival is getting raided? And then, of course, a lot of media outlets are saying, but it wasn't a raid. Stop using the term raid. We need to, you know, rechange the narrative and not call this a raid. I only remember seeing, you know, the photos of and the video footage of armed cars and the lights and the chaos, you know, coming to a person's house, going in there, telling the lawyer that they have to get out, stay outside on the driveway when they go in. Have any of you guys been a part of a raid, like a panty raid? Did any of you live on college campuses, a panty raid? Panty raids were stupid. And I only saw one of them when I was living in the dorms. And I was really worried because, you know, my underwear wasn't the real cute underwear. It was like the Hanes Her Way. So they were like, you know, pastel, right? I had some black panties, but for the most part, they were just whatever was comfortable that I could buy at TJ Maxx or whatever. And I was so worried that they were going to do a panty raid. And, you steal everybody's panties. I guess you run through the rooms and then you throw them somewhere. I don't know what they do with the panties. But a panty raid means somebody is going into your private residence or private belongings, touching them, taking them. So if Melania's closet was rustled through, I mean, just the fact that somebody was in her closet is then defined as a raid. Why was somebody in the closet? Now, somebody could say, well, it was a search. We had a search and seizure warrant. We had a, still, you're rummaging through and then you're taking things. So it's, I think we could still call it a raid. So people have been saying, okay, well, what was the warrant? Let's see the warrant. And President Trump is now demanding that they release the documents and release the warrant to show. Now, I thought he had it, so couldn't he upload a copy? But maybe not. Maybe what they gave was a very simplified version, but I thought that it's a pretty big document, and they hand it to the person saying, this is what we're going after, this is what we're coming in for, just these specific items. We're going to look for these, and when we find them, we are going to take them, review them, and decide at a later date if you get them back. And so if that, you know, I heard that his lawyer did receive that form, but maybe not. So Trump wrote on Truth Social, release the documents now. He said that this was un-American, unwarranted, and unnecessary, and he has approved the immediate release of the warrant. He said, not only will I not oppose the release of documents related to the un-American, unwarranted, and unnecessary raid and break-in of my home in Palm Beach, Florida, Mar-a-Lago, I'm going a step further by encouraging the immediate release of those documents. Even though they have been drawn up by radical left Democrats, he wrote, and possible future political opponents who have a strong and powerful vested interest in attacking me, much as they have done in the last 6 years. He said that the raid was a part of a, quote, unprecedented political weaponization of law enforcement. He said, my poll numbers are the strongest they've ever been. Fundraising is breaking all records, fundraising for the Republican Party, midterm elections are fast approaching. He says this unprecedented political weaponization of law enforcement is inappropriate and highly unethical. The world is watching as our country is being brought to a new low, he says, not only by our border, crime, economy, energy, national security, and so much more, but also with respect to our sacred elections. So, Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhardt wrote an order on the DOJ's motion to unseal the warrant of property receipt. He said the United States shall immediately serve a copy of its motion on counsel on former President Trump on or before 3 p.m. Eastern Time on August 12th, which is today. The United States shall file a certificate of conferral advising whether former President Trump opposes the government's motion to unseal. So this decision came after Attorney General Merrick Garland did finally come to the podium and break the silence about, you know, the FBI executing it. He said he, quote, personally approved this. And he says, just now the Justice Department has filed a motion in the Southern District of Florida to unseal a search warrant and property receipt relating to the court-approved search that the FBI conducted earlier this week. The search was a premises located in Florida belonging to a former president. He said the department filed the motion to make public the warrant in receipt of the former president's public confirmation of the search and surrounding circumstances and the substantial public interest in this matter. So what he's doing is you need to cover your butt. You can't post something publicly if it's not legally allowed and violating the privacy. But he's saying because the president has been so public and because of the public interest, they will. So they're trying to say the reason why it hasn't been released is because you can't just release something private, like, you know, why the search warrant was done without there being, you know, fallout, because you're, you know, innocent until proven guilty. So he would not use the word raid. He kept calling it a search, but that's, as we kind of established, probably a raid. It happened. I think Trump wrote, my attorneys and representatives were cooperating fully. Very good relationships have been established. The government could have had whatever they wanted if we had it. They asked us to put an additional lock on a certain area. Done. Everything was fine. Better than that of most previous presidents. And then out of nowhere, with no warning, Mar-a-Lago was raided at 6:30 in the morning by very large numbers of agents and even safe crackers. He said they rummaged through closets, personal items of former First Lady Melania Trump, and left area in a relative mess. He said they got way ahead of themselves. Crazy. So this is a little bit nerve-wracking because number one is, you know, what was so criminal that could have required such a response? And if this was, well, there might have been some classified documents that he had. Well, then is, you know, Obama getting raided? Is Hillary Clinton getting raided? Are the other presidents getting raided? I mean, you know, when things go missing. I mean, Bill Clinton's team famously took out the W's from George W. Bush's keyboards. Well, I mean, that's White House property, you know, and I get it. There's these little pranks and they're friends, I guess, in real life. But then technically that is stealing White House property, you know, so there's still a lot of questions, and it makes people very, very nervous because we don't want to think that whenever you're a political opponent, the law is going to be much more severe for you. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DLT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So 53-year-old actress Anne Hesh is most likely going to pass away from her injuries. They say that she is being kept on life support and it will be turned off once the actress, who is presumed brain dead, they can assess if her organs are viable for organ donation. The family says she's currently on a ventilator, and doctors are trying to determine which of her organs could be donated. She's right now at the Grossman Burn Center at West Hills Hospital. She has been declared brain dead after her crash. She had been in her This was on August 5th. She had a Mini Cooper, but it was a different type of Mini Cooper. And she was going anywhere from 90 to 100 miles an hour, speeding down residential streets. She ran into multiple things until she crashed into a house and destroyed, in fact, hurt one of the victims in the house who needed to get medical treatment, and then multiple things in the house. So there's now a GoFundMe page set up for that victim. But the crash did cause a heavy fire that took almost an hour to put out. Now, originally they said that she had fentanyl in her system. The fentanyl could have been administered when she was being treated. So they can't necessarily say that she was using fentanyl, because if she was being treated for severe burns and for severe trauma, they might have given her medication. So yesterday, a Los Angeles police spokesperson told NBC News that her blood draw revealed the presence of drugs, one such which has been presumed also to be cocaine. But they need to rule out any substance medication administered at the hospital. So we don't have yet data on how much alcohol or cocaine or fentanyl could have been in her system. So the department, the LAPD, is now waiting for final toxicology results. The investigation is ongoing. And a spokesperson for Hesh said that her situation is dire. And she's had a traumatic injury, possible drug overdose, the combination of the crash and all that. She ended up suffering an anoxic brain injury. Now, some of you ask, what does that mean? What's an anoxic brain injury? Well, oxic is oxygen, so anoxic means part of her brain did not get oxygen. That could be because she had a stroke. It could be she had a brain bleed. It could be from all the swelling and the trauma. Some of you had reached out saying, but she was moving on the gurney. You see her on the gurney try to get up and move towards her legs while she's sitting there. That it in some of the pictures, it looks like she's talking to them, and she might have been already delirious or in a state of traumatic brain injury. And so just because they're moving and talking doesn't necessarily mean that the brain death didn't happen. When somebody has an injury such as this, the mortality that comes with it, you know, can follow within hours or days. Was it Liam Neeson's wife? I forget her name, Natasha. I forget her name. She had a ski accident, hit her head. Authorities are like, are you okay? Do you need to go to the hospital? She's like, no, I'm fine. I'm fine. No, I'm good. I'm good. Is found dead the next day. So if there is a bleed or an issue, it could progress. So anoxic brain injuries. Hypoxic is something we've all been checking for during COVID. Are we hypoxic? Are we losing some of our oxygen and at less oxygen than we should be? Anoxic means no oxygen is getting to part of the brain. That prognosis is poor. If an area of the brain is not getting oxygen, we're not talking just less oxygen, but no oxygen, it's very, very difficult to recover from that. So then the next question people have is, well, what organs can she donate if she's, you know, been in such a, such an accident and having done drugs? So the family said that it had long been her choice to be an organ donor. The organs that could be donated could be anywhere from heart, liver, cornea, bone, cadaver bone. I mean, they usually would use cadaver for that. But there's a whole variety of things that can still be donated. And in fact, doctors have been discussing what we can use. And although many doctors were hesitant about using hearts or other organs, after a breakout session at the American College of Medical Toxicology back in 2014, they found that once they kind of learned about how, you know, some of these drugs have a half-life. So let's say somebody did cocaine, but they're alive. Well, that cocaine could be out of their system by a certain number of days, depending on how much they used. Some drugs can accumulate and build up in organs. but others will biodegrade. And so, if you know, marijuana might be in your system for a very, 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 very long time, like at least a month. But some of these other very fast-acting, shorter half-life, they could already be biodegraded to the point that by the time the transplant recipient gets the organ, it's okay. They don't have those remnants of it. So, you know, and corneas, I don't believe necessitate being withheld if there was drug use. You know, sadly, you know, a lot of people that have viable organs or are in that group where they could donate an organ oftentimes die of drugs or overdose. They're younger. We had a family member who got a liver, and this was from somebody younger who died. Originally, we thought they died of an overdose, but it wasn't. It was a it was actually an asthmatic exacerbation. I believe they died from an asthmatic exacerbation. So, but your younger group of individuals, you know, many organs we don't usually take from 90-year-olds or from people who have had cancer or severe heart disease. So when you need a heart, you need a heart from somebody who, you know, had a pretty, you know, didn't outlive their or you know, have decades and decades of wear and tear on it. So, the, you know, doctors have to be very, very now open and flexible with when we have to reject an organ. Now, the average organ donor probably has marijuana in their system. Does that exclude them? Not always. So, medical toxicologists are still a little concerned, especially if somebody died of carbon monoxide, cocaine, other sorts of things. But it is still a process. You know, you look at, you know, Anne Heche and, you know, what her last day could have been if she is not going to be making it out of this. It took 59 firefighters and 65 minutes to access, confine, and fully extinguish the stubborn flames. I don't know if her car was electric. Again, that's always something that we wonder, because those electric fires are a lot harder to extinguish. And electric car fires take a lot longer, but I don't believe we have any idea yet. But, you know, it's really just heartbreaking to see somebody who, you know, was still a top of her game, had a lot of movies she was a part of, had a very active career, was only 53, and to sadly not now be able to, you know, continue her life. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.